Blog Talk Radio.
Let me feel the soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them. Say
it. In the spirit.
Hallelujah. Yay.
Let me be spiritual by Donald Lawrence. I want to be spiritual. I want to live spiritual. See, when you're living spiritual, you're living like God, because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I truly thank each and every one of you all for joining. Today is Thankful Thursday. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about what God is doing. I am truly thankful. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, 18, and 19 is that rejoice always. And the reason you can rejoice, because you're looking at how good God has been. You can rejoice. We have so much to rejoice about. Man, I wish I had time to tell you. You ought to rejoice that you've been separated from your sin. You can rejoice that you're no longer living in the flesh, but you're living in the spirit. You can rejoice about that. It's so much to rejoice about. You can rejoice that you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can rejoice. You can rejoice, man, that the blind have been moved from your eyes. The veil have been moved from your eyes. The shackles have been taken off for you. You're free. Hallelujah. Woo. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we got so much to rejoice about. But he said, don't stop there. Pray without ceasing. Because I tell you what you got to keep on praying. And then in everything, while you pray, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus as far as you're concerned. And don't shut the spirit down. Don't quench the spirit. Don't do that. Hallelujah. We're going to get into today's lesson. It's Thankful Thursday. I want to first say the awesome job that Pastor did on yesterday. Brothers and sisters, let me say something to those that may not know. I just thank God for Pastor. She's just everything that I want in an assistant, in a person, in a Christian, in a helpmate, in everything. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. She was Johnny on the spot yesterday. I called her right at 12 o'clock almost, about a couple minutes till. I said, Pastor, we doing this inspection. We just couldn't leave. Would you just, she didn't ask. I asked if she'd just go over what we did like the day before. She said, no problem, Pastor. She jumped right on it. No excuses. She was doing it as unto the Lord. And boy, I tell you, I got to be thankful for that. I thank God I got somebody in my corner that I know I can call on, and she's not going to make excuses, but she's going to be spiritual and say, hey, this ain't about us. This is about God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. I thank God we got somebody spiritual here that can remain spiritual. You know, a lot of times people get attitude, and sometimes it's about nothing. Like yesterday, for instance, if you wasn't on when Pastor got on, well, I didn't let you in because I couldn't. The only way I can let you in, the way it's set up, is you have to dial, and then I have to push a button from my end to allow you to come in. So when Pastor was asking about, was Evangelist Sharon in, and was Evangelist Renee, I don't know if they were in or not. I listened to the tape afterwards. But they could have been, they could have not been. But unless I push a button over here to let them in the studio, it's just like when you're in a building. Before you can enter that building, the door has to be open. Sometimes you have ushers. Sometimes you have automatic doors. But that's what I do. I have to allow you to come in. I have to open that door for you. And yesterday, I didn't open the door because they weren't available. But hey, I thank each and every one of you all. This is Thankful Thursday. And I'm gonna ask Sister Renee, if she on here, if she would like to give us a word of prayer, And then we're going to ask Pastor, she'll come forth with Thankful Thirst and get us started. Evangelist Renee.
First giving honor to God, Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley. I'm thanking the Lord for blessing us to see another day that wasn't promised. I'm going to start with the scripture. I get a scripture sent to me every day. It's the verse of the day. And the verse of the day today was, God has given each of us a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. That was 1 Peter, 4th chapter, 18th verse. Shall we bow our head? Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, dear Lord, to thank you. Thank you, dear Lord, for all your many blessings. And we ask that you will forgive us for all our sins and trespasses. We ask that you will bless the sick and the shut-in and the weary families. We ask that you will bless everyone to receive this word spiritually. We thank you, dear Lord, for Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell being such wonderful teachers so that we can understand the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah. We just thank you for all your many blessings. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Awesome prayer.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Pastor Bill.
Praise God. God, good afternoon, everyone. Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful prayer and scripture, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. As I was listening to the words of that song, it says, let me be spiritual. And say we are spiritual beings, and we should live in the Spirit. And then it gave us the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So we should be spiritual, and that's how we should live. Amen. And I'd like to thank Pastor for his encouraging words. He's such an encouragement to me. And I thank God for, just the words of encouragement, because we have to encourage one another. Amen. And so I just thank God for that. Thank God for the listeners and those who do participate. We just give God the praise. But, in Romans, when it tells us, it talks about the life of the Spirit. And I just like to camp out there, because Romans 8:1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So for us to be spiritual, that's how we have to walk. It goes on to say, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we are set free. Praise God.
Amen.
I just thank God for his. Amen. And it goes on to say, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen, amen. And it's just beautiful. So I just thank God that we're learning to live spiritually, knowing that we are spiritual beings, and thanking God for his word, that the more that we hear that word, the more that we can be spiritual and live a spiritual life. So I have to thank God. Thank God for Pastor as he's bringing this word out for us. Amen. And God's a thankful Thursday and every day. Back to you, Pastor.
Okay. Well, anyone else like to participate on Thankful Thursday? If you have something you'd like to be thankful for, we ask you to share it at this time. Hallelujah. Anyone?
I'd just like to thank the Lord once again for his many blessings. Thanking him for Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley for sharing the word. And so it's understandable that even a baby could understand. And that's what the word said.
Amen.
And I was going to do a comparison. Pastor had asked us to do that Friday. And that wasn't on Monday. But I was going to compare birds. You have red birds. You have blue birds. You have them black hawks. You have many birds. And they all make different sounds. And I related that to the church. The church, they're serving God, but they're not serving God spiritually.
Amen.
And God's view, they lost. Till they get spiritually, they lost. And I just thank God for being spiritual. But them words came in my mind. They make different sounds. They look different. But they're birds.
Amen.
So that was my comparison on that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God.
Anyone else? Yeah, no, I get started, boy. Y'all have to put the brakes on me. But you know, we've been talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual, and I cannot overemphasize the fact that you have to do the right comparison. She was talking about birds a moment ago. See, you can't compare an eagle with a red bird.
Amen.
Yeah, they both birds. They both make sounds. But do you know an eagle can fly directly into the sun? A red bird can't do that. Kill him.
Kill him.
Dead as the eye. So if you want to do some comparison, you have to get the red bird to the red bird, blue bird with the blue bird, and see there's a difference. See if one wing hang a little lower than the other. That's how you compare. With an eagle, you have to get two eagles. And you compare them. You got a bald eagle, and you got another kind of eagle. A bald eagle, they can fly directly to the sun. They can go all the way up to the highest mountain. They can get away from things that you would. It can actually beat up a snake. We talked about that one time. But a bald eagle, which is an American symbol, since she's talking about birds, is American. Supposed to be one of the most powerful birds on the face of the earth. It can scoop up from a mile away, go down and grab a fish twice its size and take him to his nest and hold him down until he dies.
That's powerful, powerful.
But a regular red bird can't do that, or a blue bird can't do that. Just like a buzzard. A buzzard don't eat nothing alive. He has to be dead.
Amen.
You know, they said buzzard, they call it buzzard luck. Want nothing die, and can't kill nothing, want nothing die. It's different. So you can't compare just like an eagle. It ain't going to eat nothing dead. That stuff has to be alive if it's going to get it. Same thing with a snake. You know, a snake don't stand dead. It wants to lie. You have to be alive. You have to usurp. Now, I'm telling you all this because when it comes to spiritual things, you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Yeah.
I like what Pastor was saying. The Holy Ghost that gave me something this morning, and because I was listening to the tape on yesterday. But just let me tell you. Now, think about this. Pastor, I want you to read Romans 6 for me. Romans 6, let's do 6 and 7 and 8, and maybe even 9. But let's do 6, 7, and 8. Because I mean that I'm not able to pull this up, and I don't want to quote it wrong. But 6 and, I think it's 6 and 7. 6 and 7. Maybe 6 and 9. Let's do 6 and 7, then do 6 and 18.
Okay, Pastor. From the King James, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. And you said 18, being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. Amen.
Now, you may ask, what that has to do with being spiritual? Everything. Because you just got separated. For he that is dead is free from sin. You're free. See, a person that's been in prison, they understand what this word free means. They've been in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They know what it means. When they open the gate and say, you free, boom, they taking off. Because they know they're free. But we as Christians don't get it. I listen to a couple of preachers, and they want to keep people in bondage. They want to keep people in their sin. Well, we all sin. And we're going to sin as long as we live. That's a lie from the pits of hell. It's to me like, well, why did Jesus come? If he can't do nothing about sin, why did Jesus come? It's pointless. He wasted time. If he couldn't conquer sin, he wasted time. I know y'all don't like this. I got some that don't like this teaching, but it's the truth. If you free, you free.
Yeah.
If I go down to that jail and get you out of jail, Evangelist Renee, you going to tell me you going to stay in there? Absolutely not. Not if you're really in jail. There's only two things. You either don't know you're in jail or you're so scared. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. People don't realize the gift of God to man was Christ to get him free. So we can say, now, therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We're free from sin.
Amen.
I mean that. That's what that 18th verse said. Romans 6:18 said, we've been made free, free. You're free from sin. Now, how you going to tell me that sin is on me? Can't do that. I'm free from that. You may not be free, and I'm going to tell you why you're not free, because you don't believe. It's only for believers.
Amen.
And I say that again, Pastor.
It's only for believers.
If you're not a believer, no, you're not free from sin. You're absolutely right. But because you don't believe. But if you believe, you're free from sin. And if Jesus didn't die for our sin, we're still in our sin, people. It's all pointless. I mean, think about it. If I went that you were in jail, Pastor, and you said, Pastor, come and get me out on bond. And I go down there and I pay and I get you out. I pay what is required. And you are out now. So if you are out because the debt has been paid, now how you going to get out and say, I'm still in jail? I'm still in jail. How you can say, oh, I'm saved? How you saved when you don't believe you're free from sin?
Come on now. Say that.
See, people want to practice sin conscience. preachers teach to be sin conscious. Be aware of your sin. No. We have been redeemed. We have redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I would say we've been justified freely. We've been made right.
Yes, yes.
Y'all not hearing this. You've been made right. You're free. You've been justified free.
Yeah.
Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. See, that spirit flesh, not flesh spirit. So the people who believe, they know that they're free from sin. So I'm not going to walk around here telling people I'm in sin. It's like, that's an embarrassment. Jesus, you didn't get me out of jail. I'm still in jail. Can you imagine? I got you out of jail. I'm saying, come on, Pastor. Come on. I paid your bond. No, I ain't coming out. I'm staying in here, but I'm saved.
Have mercy.
I'm free, and I'm staying in here. That's how erroneous. I mean, how crazy. How stupid is that? You are free, man. The debt been paid. And you're going to go down there and pay it again. I don't believe. Some of these preachers don't believe what they teach. They just got through teaching. Just got through teaching about the resurrection. Then you're going to turn around here and teach that your sins are still on you. That's ludicrous. That's crazy.
Amen.
When Jesus went in that grave and he died, when he got up, that symbolizes, that represents that you were free from sin now.
Amen.
You don't have to pay that price. Now, but it's not for everybody. I'm aware of that. Who's it for? For those that believe. If you're not a believer, then it's not for you. You don't believe it, see? You don't believe it.
That's right.
But you're free. Therefore, and by the offense of one judgment came unto all men, so they became condemned. Adam brought death to everybody. Well, because of the righteousness that's in Christ, which is a free gift, everybody became right. Everybody became can become alive again, be resurrected, that justification of life. I mean, think about it. For he that is dead is free from sin. Can I say that one more time? He that is dead, you're free from sin. Can you imagine somebody dead right now, your uncle, your aunt, your mom, whoever? If they dead, they're free from sin. Because you have sin. Well, so it is in the spirit world. If you're dead from your sin and you're living unto Christ, see, here it is. As many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. You can't be a son of God if you're operating in sin. You can't do that. That's not who you are. Remember, at one time we were servants of sin, but we're no longer serving sin. We're serving righteousness. See, as long as we were serving sin, we was free from righteousness. But you became spiritual, now you're serving righteousness. So therefore, you're free from sin. You're a servant of righteousness. You're a servant of righteousness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible said, I didn't say this in Romans 6:22. Read it. But now being made free from sin, you have become the servant of God. You're free from that. You're out of jail.
Amen.
And you know how I know? Because we have fruits of righteousness. We have fruits of holiness. I think Pastor quoted it a while ago. You know, righteousness. In that song, Galatians 5, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We have the fruits. That means we're on the, that's the tree we're on.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I know this is thankful Thursday, and I thank God for Pastor. She just said, I thank God for all y'all, but especially Pastor. Y'all don't know how